Final couple of minutes of the program for another week. And just to kind of tie all of this together, we started by talking about the situation in Settlement Canyon Reservoir, where somebody fell through the ice 2 feet off the shoreline, which is amazing. But at that particular spot, it dropped off 10 feet. You just didn't know. We had a young man, 19, who fell to his death, unfortunately, down there in Wayne County. Right. We talked about that. And just a lot of other instances where thinking ahead of time and having respect for those areas and the dangers that do exist, that we're not trying to take the fun out of it, but know before you go, know the area that you're going to play in, important, but being prepared. We were really, just talking about that off the air.
It's a big deal, and don't make it a big deal. Pack like you're going to be the hero. I mean, have some rope, have communications. When I backpack a lot back before there were cell phones or sat phones or any of that stuff, we had two-way radios, and I was a ham radio operator, but we had other radios too, and I was always the last guy so that I wouldn't miss anybody that got hurt. And when you're hiking with scouts, somebody's always going to get hurt. And that way we had a way to stay in touch. We had equipment. This could apply to desert travel or vehicular travel somewhere out in the boonies. Make sure you got the extra gas and a jump box and stuff that you probably rather not carry. I've always driven old beater cars, and I always needed tools, you know.
Yeah.
But I was a guy that would come across somebody and, easy fix, you know.
It's ironic to me, and you bring up this idea of all of the technology that we have at our fingertips. Yeah. It's ironic to me that we live in an age when we have so many ways to protect yourself, so many ways to call for help, and yet we still don't take it.
Think about that.
Here's part of the problem. Because of the technology, I think you have people without the skills who figure they're going to be okay, and they go and do something that's totally over their head that they have no experience at. So we have more of those kinds of problems. Right. But the people that used to venture out and do these things usually were the ones that had more skills because they were the only ones that would go out and try.
Always assume nobody's going to stop and help you. I mean, there's not a lot of population out in the deserts, you know, or in the mountains. You got to be prepared. Ask the guy that cut his arm off.
Yeah, the movie. What was it, 127 Hours?
I didn't see the movie. It was something like that. The whole thing I thought was quite ridiculous. But
I didn't see the movie either.
I haven't either.
But not a ridiculous
situation.
Not a ridiculous situation.
When he left one critical thing out of his pack, and that was communication.
Communication device. Yeah, we don't know at this
point. I'm going to take that back because I believe he had a tracker in his pack, but he couldn't get to it.
Oh, he was pinned beneath that.
Try not to be too brutal on.
Yeah.
I might be the next guy, you know.
Well, it's just one of the things we always like to talk about. Know before you go. Yeah. Be familiar with the area. At least know, if you're taking a trail, know where it goes. Know where there are some challenging spots and where you could get yourself into trouble.
The Grand Canyon is a big hazard. And don't ever try to do rim to rim or rim to rim to rim without having some kind of communication, because fortunately they have helicopters to come get you.
And it's
got to be able to call them.
It's usually not a fall. It's usually heat.
It's always heat.
Lack of water.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Dehydration. They find themselves in trouble. We've heard from the National Parks folks down there that they always end up having more rescues for people on their way out than they do on the way down.
Yeah.
Because people forget when you make that hike down to the bottom of the canyon, you're only halfway through.
I send a lot of phones to the canyon, but they rent them because they got to call their driver to come get them, you know. And I said, well, what about if somebody gets hurt or something? Oh, yeah, we'll use it for that too.
Yeah.
So plan ahead. Really have some overkill on your plans. I know it's hard to carry extra stuff, but you might be the hero.
And a little extra water in the in the backpack or, whatever you're carrying with you. Since we had the warmer weather, I was kind of curious if your phone started ringing more with people starting to make plans for the 2024
really
season.
Really surprised me. All of our Starlinks are going out this week for different functions, mainly for foot races. Around the area, one in California, or not California, Colorado, But they're start. The word's getting out. And that's a good thing.
It's funny you're talking Starlink. We had a training session last week with the folks from FEMA because, yeah, as the head, you know, we're kind of the head of the emergency broadcast system, okay, the EAS,
right,
the emergency, yeah, alert system here at KSL. And so we have to have backup to the backup to the backup in case, yeah, the Triad Center becomes inoperable for us in an earthquake or something. Yeah. We needed a bug out area where we could go and actually broadcast from a box.
Yeah, rebuild, yeah.
What ended up coming out of this discussion was we had a lot of thought put into how we get word out of the box to whoever may be able to listen during a catastrophe. Yeah, yeah. We did not have a lot of plans for how to get information into the box.
Right, right.
So Starlink actually came up as a part of our conversation, where we could actually have Starlink satellite phones in the hands of reporters or whoever, yeah, within our own team, that could then dial us up at the box and we could get that information out. Starlink has become really not only affordable, yeah, but it works just about everywhere, doesn't it?
Very affordable. Yeah, it works about as long as you don't have a huge tree covering over you. Or, you know, you got to put that antenna out where it can see the sky. But it's huge, and it's going to be the go-to product for a lot of corporations for the same reason, for emergencies. My son's the same way. They bought the high-powered one. They've got like 20 sites, and they're just going to run it out to the site that needs it when they go down, yeah, for hurricanes.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully our conversations today were of help to somebody just in thinking ahead and being prepared. But if you're preparing for your 2024 adventures this spring or this summer,
yeah,
SkyCall's a great place to start.
Come on by. We haven't had to turn anybody down yet for a lack of equipment. Just as long as you reserve in advance, a week or two in advance, we can be sure we have the equipment for you.
SkyCallSatellite.com,
yeah,
or what number to call?
Oh,
450-850-8317.
I can't believe I remembered it.
See, you did pass your cognitive test for the day.
Oh, man.
That's going to do it for another week. We'll turn it over to the greenhouse. Enjoy that. I'll be back with you Monday, 5 a.m. Amanda Dixon joins me for another edition of Utah's Morning News on KSL. Now I'm failing my cognitive test. Time to go to bed.